Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen. My name is Rebecca. Today, we are going to continue our tour on Yas Island. Yesterday, we stopped by the Yas Marina and the Yas Marina Circuit. We also learned that a driver can get behind the wheel of a Formula Yas 3000. Awesome! So, can you guess what the title of today's lesson is? Yes! It's called Yas Island. And today, we're going to discuss Ferrari World Abu Dhabi. Well, what's that all about? I guess you'll just have to find out in today's lesson. So open up your magazine and let's begin.
Yas Island, Ferrari World Abu Dhabi. Sitting underneath the largest Ferrari symbol in the world, the world's largest indoor amusement park also awaits car lovers. Though Ferrari World has a specific theme, it is sure to entertain visitors of all kinds and ages. Kids will have the time of their lives learning how to drive a fun-sized Ferrari or F1 race car. Those seeking a speed thrill will enjoy the unique roller coasters at Ferrari World. Formula Rossa is the fastest in the world, and Fiorano GT Challenge features two racing coasters on separate tracks.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 await 这个动词。Await 是指等待或期待。例如 ,a feast is awaiting you at home. 家里有大餐正等着你。或者是 George is anxiously awaiting the results of his entrance exam. George 焦急地等待入学考试的结果。Await 和 wait 不同的是 wait 是一个不及物动词。所以要加上介系词 for 才能够加受词。例如 I'll be waiting for your answer. 我会等待你的答案。继续我们看 theme 这个名词。theme 是指谈话、书籍或者是电影的主题。例如 the movie's theme is forgiveness. 这部电影的主题是饶恕。或者是 the theme songs from the 007 series have become great hits.007系列的电影主题曲成为了畅销歌曲。如果是主题乐园的话就叫做 theme park。例如 Disneyland is one of my favorite theme parks。迪士尼乐园是我最喜欢的主题乐园之一。
Rebecca!
Yes, Gabe!
Big, exciting roller coasters!Does that not sound fun to you?
Roller coasters?
Yeah, roller coasters that go upside down and around super fast.
Yes, they sound like so much fun.
Really?
Especially the ones that go upside down.
You like them? I thought you were kind of scared of roller coasters.
Yeah, actually. I just wanted to be excited with you, Gabe. But no, I really am kind of afraid of roller coasters. They get me kind of sick sometimes.
You know, I think that we should go to Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi and check out some of those roller coasters. Huh?
You want to check out roller coasters?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but first we should talk about some of these roller coasters here. Friends, we're learning about...what you can do in Ferrari World. And it's really cool, actually. Sitting underneath the largest Ferrari symbol in the world's largest indoor amusement park also awaits car lovers. And if you haven't seen a picture of this yet, from the outside, from above, Ferrari World also looks really cool. Check it out online.
That's right, from above, from the outside, it looks really cool.
Yes,
and then when
you
go inside, it's probably even more cool. Okay, so...
It's
even cooler.
It's even cooler inside.
It's better to say it's cooler than more cool. Okay, so we read, though Ferrari World has a specific theme, It is sure to entertain visitors of all kinds and ages. And let's take some time and talk about those fun little words, sure to. This just means you're certain or with any doubt about something.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that you will be entertained. Visitors of all kinds will be entertained at Ferrari World. It's sure to entertain you. How else can we use that phrase, it's sure to do something? This show is sure to entertain you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What show?
Well, it's going to be a very interesting show, very fun, funny. It will be entertaining. It's sure to be fun.
Okay. Well, Gabe, have you ever seen the movie Princess Bride or the book? Have you read the book Princess Bride?
Actually, Rebecca?
Yes.
You might be surprised. Yes.
Oh.
I have read the book and seen the movie. I think that's a great story.
Well, I was going to say that it is sure to amuse you, but since you've already seen it, you know that it will amuse you.
That's right. It was sure to amuse me. Well, friends, if you haven't seen this movie, The Princess Bride, it is sure to make you laugh. And friends, you're here at Studio Classroom learning English. Your English is sure to improve.
Absolutely. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, kids will have the time of their lives learning how to drive a fun-sized Ferrari or F1 race car. The time of their lives. I'm having the time of my life right now,
time
Gabe.
Of my life. Have you ever heard that song before?
What are you doing? You're singing?
Yeah, it's a great classic song from a classic movie. I've had the time of my life.
Okay, great, great. What do you have the time of your life doing?
Oh, that's a good question. When you have the time of your life, that means it's an unforgettable time. That means you will always remember it. That means it was really fun. And what are some times where you could say, I've had the time of my life? Maybe like when you're at Ferrari World riding in one of these cars. If you're a kid doing this, it's a unique experience. You will have the time of your life.
Exactly. Now, of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, if you love history, I would recommend that you would take a trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. I know that you will have the time of your life learning about history. Yes, Gabe, you have something to say?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you will have the time of your life. And friends, I was just singing a song that had this phrase, I've had the time of my life. And there's other songs that also use this phrase, I hope you've had the time of your life by Green Day. So as you can see, this is kind of a fun and popular, or it's a good phrase to know. To have the time of your life.
Well, I know a few months ago I went on this amazing bike trip and I had the time of my life. It was amazing just seeing all the beautiful scenery and very relaxing. Well, friends, if you take a trip to Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, you just might have the time of your life.
All right, you can learn how to drive a fun-sized Ferrari or F1 race car. And of course, you just saw one of those fun-sized Ferrari F1 race cars, right? A fun-sized something is smaller than normal, so children can ride in these cars.
Now, of course, you might be one of those people that enjoys doing exciting things. Well, our lesson says those seeking a speed thrill will enjoy the unique roller coasters at Ferrari World. Formula Rosa is the fastest in the world.
And that's what I'm talking about, Rebecca.
Oh, really?
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I want to go to Ferrari World, because of roller coasters like this. Wouldn't it be cool to go on the fastest roller coaster in the world?
It sounds so scary. What if there's an emergency? What if I were to fall out?
No, Rebecca. No. Roller coasters are actually made to be very safe.
Oh.
Just make sure you're not pregnant. Make sure you have no heart problems. None of that kind of stuff.
Right. So make sure you're healthy when you go on one of these roller coasters.
Yes. And you know what else is cool?
What?
They don't just have the fastest roller coaster.
What?
I've never heard of this before. There's roller coasters that can race each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, you mean the Fiorona GT Challenge?
That's what I'm talking about, the GT Challenge.
Well, you know, Gabe, that does sound really cool, but it sounds so scary. scary. I don't know if I can do this.
It's exciting. Almost as exciting as sing
it.
Oh.
Sing it out.
Ben, this is exciting.
Why is it exciting?
Because we're going to Yas Island.
We are going to Yas Island. I have a question for you.
Yes?
Are you going to Yas Island? It's in Abu Dhabi. Are you going to Yas Island? You should come with me.
Great question, because what can you do in Yas Island? Why do I sound like I'm from Jamaica? Is Yas Island close to Jamaica?
No, it is not. It's on the other side of the world.
That's right. Well, what can you do there? Of course, you can go to Yas Beach, and you can do many water things like beach volleyball, kayaking, go to Yas Water World. It sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. One more time. Are you going to Yas Island? In Abu Dhabi, are you going to Yas Island? You should come with me. Well, you know what else is in Yas Island is very nice restaurants and a nice racetrack. If you want to see some good races or eat some good food, just go to Yas Island. Are you going to Yas Island? It's in Abu Dhabi. Are you going to Yas Island? You should come with me. Are you going to Yas Island? It's in Abu Dhabi. Are you going to Yas Island? You should come with me.
And me.
And me.
You.
And you. Together, it's true. Let's sing.
Oh.
What a great amusement park.
Yeah.
That was the fastest roller coaster in the entire world.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, come on. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, don't ask.
You're such a party pooper.
Yeah.
I'm having fun and I don't know what you're doing.
No.
Okay, well, I have an idea.
Yeah?
You just want to go back to the studio, don't you, to learn about Ferrari World?
Yeah.
Fine, let's do that. I'll just think about the roller coaster I went on.
Yeah.
Yas Island. Ferrari World also stands out for its advanced simulation technology, which it uses in multiple ways. Speed of Magic lets families enjoy a fantasy chase. But Scuderia Challenge imitates a genuine driving experience. However, nothing is more real than burning some rubber in an actual Ferrari, something the park also makes possible. And basically, that's the goal of all the fantastic spots on Yas Island, making dreams come true.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 simulation 这个名词 ,simu 这个字根有相似的意思。所以 simulation 是指模仿或模拟。例如 ,the trainees at pilot school first learned to fly through simulation. 飞行学校的学员先从模拟的方式学习飞行。或者是 ,the drill is a realistic simulation of an emergency. 这个演习是紧急情况的真实模拟。最后我们看 genuine 这个形容词 genuine 是指真正的或者是不是伪造的 例如 ，the purse is made of genuine leather， 这个皮包是真皮做的，或者是 ，the watch is a genuine Swiss watch， not a counterfeit。这只手表是货真价实的瑞士手表，不是仿造品。Genuine 也指真诚的，例如 ，there's genuine brotherhood among these guys， 这些男人之间有着真实的兄弟情谊。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle.Well, I was really enjoying that roller coaster, but we had to come back to the studio to continue learning about Ferrari World. Gabe, I hope you're happy now.
I am. Let's talk a little more about Ferrari World. Ferrari World also stands out for its advanced simulation technology. Whew, that really was a scary roller coaster.All right, well, you see this phrase here, it stands out for something. What does that mean, Rebecca?
Well, if something stands out, this just means that it's very noticeable or it's better than something else. Now, I often think about this word or these words when it comes to a job interview. There are two different candidates, but one definitely...stood out more than the other candidate because of his background experience or his work experience.
So that made him stand out.
Yes.
That's important. It's important to try to stand out, especially when you're trying out for something like a play, auditioning for a play, or going in for a job interview. What makes you stand out? Share about those things.Or perhaps you go to a restaurant. I love that steak at that restaurant. The flavor really makes that steak stand out. It's different from the rest.
Well, you could say, I looked at two different apartments. The second one stands out for its nice view. What a beautiful view.
Ah, the view stands out. Well, friends, we continue here learning about this advanced simulation technology, which it uses in multiple ways.We read, Speed of Magic lets families enjoy a fantasy chase, but Scuderia Challenge imitates a genuine driving experience. That sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I could maybe imitate a real driving experience and really feel what it's like to drive in a race car.
Right. Well, I think, Gabe, you're really going to like this next sentence. However, nothing is more real.Then burning some rubber in an actual Ferrari, something the park also makes possible.
Yes, I think this is the experience where you can imitate a real driving experience and actually burn some rubber. But let's take a look at that phrase, nothing is more something than something else. Nothing is more real than burning rubber. Nothing is more exciting than this game.Nothing is more exciting than that roller coaster.
More exciting than the roller coaster I just went on. Or nothing is more delicious than a nice cup of hot chocolate on a cold winter day. Doesn't it sound great?
Yes, it does.
Yes, good.
Nothing is more rewarding than raising kids. That's what some people say anyway. Think about other ways to use that phrase.Well, you can burn some rubber in an actual Ferrari, something that the park also makes possible. Wait a minute, burning rubber?
What's that all about?
Doesn't that smell bad?
I think it probably smells terrible. Well, but the guys in the info cloud would like to talk about burning rubber.
Ah, let's join them now in the info cloud.
Yes.
Today, let's take a look at the expression burn rubber. It sounds pretty confusing, doesn't it? Why would anyone burn rubber?
This is actually automotive jargon. The rubber refers to tires that heat up when they rotate suddenly at great speed.
And this often leaves tracks on the pavement, and we call these tracks skid marks.
Skid marks can also appear when a tire stops rolling and slides on the surface of the road. After a car accident, skid marks are often analyzed to to find the maximum and minimum speed of a car just before the crash.
Okay, now, burning rubber doesn't necessarily have to leave skid marks on the road. This expression is often used to mean driving very fast, as in, we'll have to burn rubber to get there in time.
And how do you burn rubber? You floor it. If you slam your foot down on the gas pedal when you're driving, you're flooring it.
That's right. The gas pedal is pressed so far down that it's touching the floor of the car.
Steve likes to take his sports car out on the highway and just floor it.
Well, I would do that if I had a sports car, Ken. Now notice, floor is used as a verb.
Burn rubber, 字面上是燃烧橡皮, 指的是开快车。 在这里, rubber 是指汽车的轮胎。 当车子瞬间加速, 车轮在原地打转, 就会产生burn, 燃烧的现象。 Burn rubber 往往会在路面上留下 skid marks. Skid 是打滑, 滑行。 Skid marks 就是汽车在起步或紧急刹车的时候, 轮胎在地面上留下的痕迹。 交通事故现场所遗留的 skid marks 可以帮助远景推测事故发生当时开车的速度。另外呢，我们来学一个俚语 floor it， 这个是把 floor 当动词用 ，to floor it 表示将油门踩到地板上，也就是开快车飙车的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hello, and welcome to the office of Ferrari.
Hello. Your friend recommended that I talk to you.
Yes, I've been waiting. You're that rich oil tycoon that is building a man-made island, right?
We're building a racetrack, and we need race cars.
Oh, well, Ferrari cars are famous for being very fast.
Great. Is there anything else we can do to make it bigger and better?
Well, how about building an amusement park?
The world's largest indoor amusement park?
Oh, well, why indoors?
It gets hot in Abu Dhabi because the city is in the middle of a desert.
True. Well, this amusement park can be Ferrari-specific themed. How about that?
Car lovers will love this.
Yes, they will. And in addition, we can have roller coasters. Oh, and how about having tourists drive our fastest cars?
How about a race against each other?
Well, that might be a bit dangerous. Oh, but we can make it an advanced simulation instead.
Ah, this way families can enjoy a fantasy chase, which imitates a genuine driving experience.
Exactly, and they'll still remain safe.
This man-made island is becoming a fantastic spot that will make a lot of dreams come true.
And make a lot of money, too. I'm sure it will. Do you want to drive and burn some rubber in an actual Ferrari right now?
Sure. Lead the way.
Okay. But it's going to cost you.
You know, if I went to Yas Island, I would want to check out Yas Marina.
Are you sure you don't want to go to the amusement park, Gabe?
Funny, Rebecca. We went there and it was exciting. Mm-hmm. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.